A Russian military transport helicopter loaded with troops crashed yesterday in Chechnya. Preliminary reports say about 100 Russian soldiers were killed. Chechen rebels say they shot the helicopter down. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins me now from Moscow. Tell us more about what happened.
Well, Renee, we know that yesterday evening there was a Russian Mi-26 helicopter on its way from Mostok, that's the main Russian military staging area just outside of Chechnya, to Russia's main military base in Chechnya, just outside Grozny, at a base called Hankala. The military says the pilot radioed that there was fire in one of the engines as he approached the base, and that the helicopter then crashed just 300 yards from the base into a minefield. And we know that some of the soldiers who survived the initial impact actually were able to get out, but some of them, apparently, according to the reports that we have, blew up on mines. The early rescue efforts were actually hampered by the fact that rescuers could not approach the craft through the minefield. The numbers we have right now are that there were 145 soldiers on board, roughly, and Russian news agencies are being quoted as saying that about 100 of the soldiers died. Now, the Chechen rebels immediately claimed responsibility, saying that they'd shot down this Mi-26 helicopter either with an anti-aircraft type weapon or with some sort of rocket type weapon. And there are unnamed soldiers reported as having seen the craft taking fire as it was going down.
Now, remind us what's at issue in this war.
Well, the war between Russia and the Chechen separatists goes way back, starting with 1992, actually, and the election of a separatist leadership in Chechnya. Russia went into Chechnya and tried to dislodge that leadership between 1994 and 96, was unsuccessful, sent troops back into Chechnya again just 3 years ago. And now we basically have a stalemate. Russian troops have taken control of most of Chechnya, but the Chechen rebels constantly stage attacks against Russian troops. The Chechen rebels, of course, want to force the Russians out. They want what they say to be an independent state. The Russians, in turn, accuse the Chechens of having links to al-Qaeda. And in terms of contacts between the two sides, I mean, there have been some preliminary contacts, but nothing has come out of them in the way of peace talks.
And are there likely to be political repercussions for the Russian government as a result of this incident?
Well, Renee, this clearly is a big embarrassment for the government, any way you cut it. If the rebels shot down that helicopter, then it gives the lie in a very big way to what President Putin has been insisting for months, and that's specifically that the military phase of the Chechen war is over. It just demonstrates very clearly, once again, that the Chechen separatists are still very much a fighting force to be reckoned with. And also the timing is very uncomfortable. The support for the Chechen war among the Russian people has been ebbing. After being initially very high 3 years ago when the troops went in, it's now slowed down quite a bit. And a recent poll suggests that more than half of the Russian people wanted to see peace talks with the rebels. This is a war in which 4,000 Russian troops have been killed already, if you just take the official casualty figures from the Russian military, and many people believe that those casualty figures are in reality much higher.
Thanks very much, NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.